Michael here, and I want to help you really get the best out of this training. So if you're a superhero and you're still struggling on how to finally live your Dharma and make it sustainable, so it's a real deal, and you're getting a little tired of just doing stuff and hoping it will work, and you want to know the truth about what it really takes to change, not everyone does want to know the truth, I want you to know that your lack of success so far, if there's any lack of success, it isn't because you're not eating the right superfoods, it's not because you haven't been doing all the practices all day long, every single thing we've said constantly all the time, and you haven't studied all the bonuses. And it's not because you don't desire to have the best day ever and create the lifestyle. No. In fact, it's because of something extremely simple. And it's so simple that it's hard to see. And right now, no matter where you are on the training, you have an opportunity to discover something extremely important, a very important principle, to recommit yourself to manifesting your own dream life, to have fun doing it, and to really be deeply honest about what it takes to be who you were born to be. So, are you ready for the truth? Do you want to know what it takes? Then keep watching this video because it's absolutely essential to your success. So, in this video today, I'm going to share with you why lasting and deep change is so hard for most people, and how you can make it as easy as possible. I'm also going to share with you about why about 90% of people who do courses fail, and how you can succeed. And I also want to share with you why what marketers are not telling you, because I'm sure you've got all kinds of marketing messages and it's messed with our heads. What you need to know about the advertising, the marketing, what they're not telling you, and what you need to know if you're serious about your change. And I'm also going to share the not obvious counterintuitive secret to success. There's something that is not obvious. But I want to ask you something important first. Are you really ready to take an honest look at what's really going on inside of you that may be holding you back from the magical experiences that you seek? And are you finally ready to discover the truth about yourself and expose and let go of illusions, fantasies that are sabotaging you from attracting the abundance and success that you deserve? If you are, then let's get started on transforming your success and freedom consciousness forever. And of course, have the best day ever in the process. Hope you're liking this presentation, isn't it snazzy? But before we do, I want to share with you a quick story, why I'm qualified and what I've learned over the last 15 years. So, this is a little story time with Brother Michael. So I want to tell you a story of how I went from a tiny little place in Cambridge, not doing what I love and not being able to pay my bills, to where I am now, super stoked in Hawaii, plenty of abundance, just doing what I love all the time. And the main thing is that I just do what I love and I'm here to serve, and I'm happy, you know, happy, abundant and free. And so I know what it's like to be stuck. I know what it's like to do courses. Even though I did a lot of meditation and a lot of courses, I was stuck for years, you know. And I knew that we all had a mission and a destiny. And I also knew that if we don't fulfill that destiny and make those changes, we suffer. And I know how frustrating and soul-sickening it is to be stuck and not know what's wrong. And I also know how wonderful and magical it is to be free and to live life fully. Because now I'm living it, I can see the big difference between a life of freedom and a life of bondage. And so, basically, there I was many years ago in a small house in England, and it wasn't really quite the best ever. There was some stuff that was good, but there was a lot of stuff that was not cool. I lived with these three other guys in this tiny little house, and I couldn't pay my rent, which was like $400 a month or something, without going into debt, maybe even $300 a month. And I wasn't really doing the work that I love to do. I always knew there was something else. I love doing this stuff, and I love talking to you and creating these things. My girlfriend at the time, and my kind of weird relationship I had, she was seeing my roommate, which was just terrible. That was like, I mean, horrible having that energy in the house, you know, just this weirdness. I remember coming back from India and that was all going on, and I was just like, oh God, I can't handle this. I felt trapped and I wanted to escape, but I had nowhere to go and I had no money to get there. I couldn't even pay my bills. And I felt totally trapped. I felt stuck. I felt disempowered. I used to literally look out of my window. We had these windows where you could kind of like, I could rest my arms on the top of the window when it was pulled down part of the way, and I used to just look out the window, like leaning over, my chin on my hands, looking over the window, watched people walking by at the street, and I just wished I could leave. I was just in this deep agony, you know, and I couldn't do any work, and I used to just like stand there looking out the window and then just like just go whatever and just leave the house and wander about, you know, go into the town and stuff, and it was just horrible, you know. My heart was broken and I couldn't see any way of changing it. I was stuck. And basically, I was drifting, and we talk about this a lot in the training, that 98% of the world is in a state of drifting, where I didn't know what I wanted, I knew what I didn't want, and I was just kind of like tolerating and doing the best I could, you know. And this is why the world's in such a mess, because nearly everyone is just reacting and they don't have a clear vision. Luckily, like I'm going to share with you, I worked out what I wanted, and this completely changed my life. And so drifting means that you're at point A. So imagine you're at point A here, and you don't know where you want to go. Yeah, so it's like, well, so you're just going to react, react, react. You can't have, you know, that arrow doesn't go anywhere. It's vague. You could end up totally trashed. Normally, drifting leads to sorrow. In fact, it almost always leads to misery and sorrow. So I was in a state of drifting. Drifting equals wasted life. And you haven't joined this training to have a wasted life and be drifting. So I remember at one point in all this, lying in a field, looking up at the sky, wanting to die. That's how bad I felt. This is the degree that drifting ruined me. You know, just totally desperate and in tremendous pain. And at that moment, I knew something needed to change. I knew I needed to shift my life. It got so intense, I just couldn't handle it. I needed to explore, to dream, to discover what I was here to do. And I was prepared at that point, after all the pain, to do what it took to change. I was up for it. I was done with drifting, and I knew something had to shift. And that was the magic moment when I said, "Right, that's it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to explore. I'm going to discover this stuff." So I saw, after I decided that, I asked, you know, what do I need? What's going on? How can I get there? I shifted my attention to what is it that's my mission. And I got a vision, and I saw and felt what I wanted. And once I had that vision, I created a vision board, which is what we recommend you do. And basically, the rest is history. Then I moved to Hawaii a few months later. All this magic happened. Amazing things happened, and have continued to happen since that moment, that magic moment of getting clear. And this is what I want you to have, this clarity, so that you are not drifting anymore. Okay? I want you to go from A, and I'm sure not that I want you yourself are here on this training because you're at point A and you want to be at point B. Isn't that right? You want to go from point A to point B. Yeah? Now, the thing that marketers and people in courses and just don't want you to know, and the thing that your ego doesn't want you to know as well, is that the truth is it's hard. It's actually quite hard to go from point A to point B. Okay? And the reason that it's hard is that you're not just going in a straight line. You're not just going nice straight line like that. You're actually going over Mount Everest to get to point B. Okay? You're going to have to go from point A, where you are, over the whole mountain to point B. It's a huge journey. Now, we're here to make it as easy as possible, but we need to be truthful with ourselves that this is the challenge, and we all have these challenges, and this is what all these movies are about. This is the whole hero's journey, a superhero. You're going on a journey, a magical, mystical journey, which you can enjoy, and it's fun going. Imagine going over these mountains. It's fun going over the mountains, but you need to be prepared, and you need to have absolute clarity on where you're going, and you need to have all the best supplies, but not too many supplies. Okay, this is another secret. You need exactly the right amount of stuff and not anything else. So you're gonna go up, down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, all the way from point A to point B. But you need to know what point B is, otherwise you get lost in the mountains. Okay, so this is your journey. This is your hero's journey. And let's not be in denial about what this really means, okay? So like I said in this video, I'm going to explain to you why real lasting change is so hard and how you can make it as easy as possible. The reason it's so hard is, as you saw in that last slide, that you have to go over the mountain, right? And connected with this, the reason that 90% of people fail is because the ego loved the idea that the marketers told you it's going to be so easy, you know. And this is something that we've been dealing with for years, your inbox and your ego and the marketing and the advertising and all these different forces are all saying to you, inside yourself and outside of you, it's easy, it should be easy, you should just take a magic pill and you get this magic thing. But the reality is that you're going to have to go over Mount Everest, and you need to know exactly how to do that. And so most people fail because they're not committed to themselves. They don't know what their final outcome is. They don't know what it's going to be like when they get there. They have no ability to make decisions on what's the next step. And they don't basically realize that it is a magical journey over a mountain. I think it's just a nice little gentle walk in the park. So once you realize that you're going to have to go on this amazing journey, then you can start preparing yourself for success. Okay, this is the reality check. Once you know what you're dealing with, then you can prepare yourself for success. And if you don't realize this, and if you're in denial about what's going on, then it's not actually going to work. And I'm going to share with you the 7 steps to superhero success in just a moment, but I want to show you some little diagrams so that you can understand this even better. So, just changing slides here. Okay, now then, there's 3 things, and let's just move this back. This is where you want to be. So let's imagine this is you over here, okay? Oh, move this around. So here's you, okay? And here's your little backpack. So this is where you're going to end up. You're going to end up on the other side having the result you want. This is where you want to be. This is where you're going to now. This is where you want to be, okay? Here is your magical journey. Okay, so you've got you. There's you there. Excuse the fact that this is a little bit low tech, but hopefully you'll benefit from it. So here's you, and you're an eternal being with your own blueprint. And here's where you are. You have an opportunity to go on a journey over this big mountain to your the other side, to the result. Okay? And this is your unique journey. It's a personal journey. Okay? So you want to go from here, point A, over to point B, but you're going to have to go on over this mountain. Now, we come in because we're providing you with all this stuff, the superhero training, and we've got a huge amount of stuff. It's kind of like one of these big containers. So you've got a whole container worth of goodies, and this is everything you could possibly need. And the kitchen sink, you know, the whole thing is all here, right? Which is great to have massive resources to get you over there. Now, the thing is, and this is the secret, this is something I really want you to understand, this is the important point. The thing is, you don't need this whole thing all the time. Now imagine there's you, and we're trying to stick this thing on your back, and you try and go up, up, up and away. Imagine carrying this whole metal container with all this stuff in it over the mountain. Yeah, you're not going to get over the mountain. Do you know, just try and imagine doing that. It's not possible. Okay, what you need is you just need a little backpack with the 20% that is essential for you personally so that you can easily get over the mountain. And you need to know what you want, where you're going to go, because if your journey is just down to the shop to buy some salad greens, you know, and some olives or something, you don't need very much at all. You might not need any backpack. You just go, you're done, off you go, you know, no worries. But if it's a bigger journey, you need very specific things depending on where you're going, and that's absolutely personal. So in the training, we've got all kinds of great stuff. We've got the opportunity for you to connect with other superheroes on this blog. I'm just going to say, love you guys, love you. Doing a live video now. Okay. No, I just changed that. Doing a video now. Okay, you might see this, and might have seen this when I posted it. So you can talk to other superheroes, okay? One of the great things about this is we've got these different superhero corners. So it could be that on your journey, you just need to know about, you know, clearing or spiritual awakening. And we've got all these different corners, you know, health corner, and we're going to add more stuff. So you can join this, you know, and you can chat to people, you can ask questions, you can get personal help, you can join the mastermind. You know, there's so much good stuff here that you can use to get what you want. We've got an amazing support system just right here. And of course, you've got live calls, you can ask us questions and get your support for your journey. Yeah, and then of course we've got the actual training with all these videos, all this stuff. And we've got, you know, the clearing, extra stuff for clearing things. And we've got a whole bunch of stuff for health. And we've got all these bonuses, all this stuff. You know, Angel Qigong and, you know, the first version of the superhero training. And then you've got the business part of the training. You know, and it just goes on and on and on. You know, there's so much stuff. Base camp, everyone gets that, even if they haven't joined the training, but you can still check that out. There's loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of stuff here. Okay, huge amount of stuff. Now, the important thing to know is that you don't need all of it all the time. You don't need the whole chunky thing. You just need the 20% that is going to get you where you want to go. So the most important thing to know is that what do you want? What is the result that you want? Okay? And if you know the result that you want, then you can get it. If you don't know what you want, then you're going to be in trouble. So first thing is to know the result. Then we work out what is the 20% of this training that you need. So you can leave this big container down here, and it's going to be available when you want it. But you've got your little backpack, And there you go, merrily along your way up and down the mountain, until you're jumping around dancing with the other superheroes here. And now remember, of course, the end result for you is going to be your own personal result. There may be different, everyone's got their own result. Don't look at anyone else, because no one has the same result as you. Okay? So this is, hopefully this is clear. So there's three things. You, your unique journey, and the superhero training. And you only need a certain amount of it. You don't have to do all the sessions, all the meditations. You don't need, you know, to be on all this, every single group, every event, every this, every that. You don't need all this stuff. It's useful at different points for different people, you know. It might be that you start off and you just use certain things. You get to a point in the future where you've reached the end result and you want to go on another journey, okay? So like, let's imagine you've already reached the result. Now you're back here ready for your next adventure. Then there might be another different 20% of stuff that you need, and then you do that at that point, you know? So this is just good for you to know, okay? So you are unique, and you need your own personal 20% of goodies. So here's the seven steps to superhero success. One is to become 1000% committed to yourself and teachable, because this is your journey. Are you committed to your own journey? You're not committing to the training, you're committing to yourself and your journey. The training just is going to help you enhance your journey. The training's like the plane that gets you from where you want to go to your destination. But your destination is what you're committing to. You're not committing to the plane, you're committing to the destination. So just understand, the training is not something that you just have to tick everything off and say, oh, I did the training. The point of the training is for you to get what you want. So are you committed to yourself, and are you teachable? Are you willing to learn and willing to accept change? And make sure you watch that video about being teachable, because if we're not willing to learn and willing to accept change, then we're going to stay the same way as we always were, which means our life's going to be the same. So these things are very, very connected, being committed and being teachable. Second thing is to become clear on your vision and purpose. What do you want? Where do you want to be? What do you want? It's up to you. We're not telling you what you want, because it comes from within. Remember, you have your own blueprint. You have your own personal success. You have your own highest destiny. It's in you. We're just here to help you get there. We're providing the transport. But you need to put the destination. Like, imagine the in Back to the Future. They've got their magical time machine car. Yeah? They set the destination. And the time where they want to go, yeah? The time machine gets them there, but they're the ones putting in the numbers. And so you're the one choosing where you go. So what do you want? This is the most important thing. This is why people drift. If they don't know, you're drifting. If you don't know what you want, how can you work out what you need? You know? So this is really, really, really deeply essential. Become clear on what you want. Once you know what you want, then you experience yourself at your final outcome constantly and obsessively, constantly, again and again and again. Feel yourself there. How does it feel to be there? See it, feel it, breathe it, believe it, live it. Go deep, 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 deep. And we've got lots of tools to do this, meditations and different things, to go there again and again and again and again and again. The core of the training is being committed to yourself, being clear on what you want, and feeling it again and again and again. And we emphasize this throughout the whole thing, because like we mentioned in the training, 99% is non-physical energy, and you can't make any progress if you don't have this clarity and this burning focus. So this is the thing. Get clear on what you want. Get clear on what it looks like. Get clear on how do you know that you've attained it? How do you know that you've manifested the things that you want? This is in your hands to get clear on. But we're here to help, and we have team to help you and ask you questions. So don't worry if you haven't got it all clear. You will get it clear, but just understand this is essential. If you just did these three steps, that's most of the work. Once you know what you want and what it feels like to be there, then you can work out what you need to get you there. Once you know what the destination is, how far away it is, what it means, what the journey is going to be like, then you can work out, okay, so I'm going to go all the way to that place. What am I going to need? What's the most essential stuff? Not everything. You're not bringing the container. What are the 20% that you need? And then you focus only on what you need to make it happen. Okay, hope this is clear to you. So it's good to study the material anyway, just to watch the videos and know what's going on. It's very valuable to do that. But out of all the stuff, only a percentage are going to be the essential things for you personally. And because we have lots of different people on the training, everyone needs something different, which is why there's so many things. But your job is to find out what is that 20% for you. Once you know what the main things are that are going to get you to your destination, the most important things for you, then you create a plan. And we'll help you do this as well with action steps, next steps. Okay, so here you are. What's the next step? What do you do after that? What did you do after that? Okay, so you know what to do and you can move forward. Then once you've got your plan, you've got your vision, you've got your plan, you know what to do, then constantly, consistently apply these 20% essential things every day. You're always on it every day, every day. You know what to do and you do it every day. And you free yourself from all this other stuff. You just let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. You don't need to know everything. You just focus on those essential things every single day. If you want to write a book and you want to be healthier, then what are the foods you've got to eat? And when are you going to write your book every day? Are you going to write it first thing in the morning? Have you got time for that? If you just want to have more spiritual experiences, what are you doing to have these higher experiences every day? Okay, so it becomes very, very practical. So your actual day, every day, is moving you forward. Everything you do is moving you forward. And everything that doesn't work for you, let it go, let it go, let it go. You know what your focus is, you know what you want, and you're making it happen. And then, because if you do this, you're going to have lots of success. You're going to have lots of success easily, because all your energy is on going in the right direction, getting you what you want. You're going to manifest things quickly. You'll be flying over the mountain. Easy. If you work this out and focus on it. And so once you get things that you want, because you know what they are, if you want to manifest, just a practical example, if you wanted to manifest a new car, yeah, I'm sure people are not, that's not why they do the training, to manifest things like that, but just easy to know. You want to manifest a new car, or you want to finish your book. You know when your book is finished because it's done, it's published. So when it's published and you get it back from the publishers, you don't just say, okay, that's great, on with the next thing. No, 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 no. Celebrate your success. Be happy that you did it. Make a note. Look, I wanted to do it, and I manifested it. Be in joy about it. Because we all too often just ignore this stuff, and we just always on to the next thing without realizing what we've got. So there's always new stuff, always good things, always miracles happening. Celebrate the miracles, because then you don't feel always running around. Take some time to stop and really celebrate the victories, you know, acknowledge them. And then you repeat the process, because once you've achieved something, then you want to make sure, am I still committed to myself? Am I teachable and ready to go to the next level? Am I clear on my vision and purpose now? What's changed? Am I experiencing myself at my outcome? Because once you've reached your outcome, you're already living it, so you need something else to manifest. Life is constant. And then you find what's the 20% you need to go to the next level after that. And then you come up with a new plan, and then you apply that, and then you celebrate your victories and you repeat it. And this process just goes round and round and round and round forever. And it's great fun because you manifest things all the time. So what's going to happen if you do this, these seven things? And just to remind you again, you know, we're here to support you with this. There's stuff that we do with personal check-ins with you to make this easy. So what's going to happen if you do this? If you do the check-ins and you follow the principles I've mentioned, you'll know exactly what to do and you won't be overwhelmed. You'll know, this is what I need to do today, this week, this month. Clear. You'll be one of those rare 10% of the people who actually succeed. And my aim is that all superheroes who join our program succeed massively, absolutely. And let's realize, you know, that we're taking this to another level, making it possible. Many, many superheroes are having amazing results, and my aim is everyone does. But you need to obviously be committed to yourself. So you'll be one of those 10% who succeed. You'll find yourself at your perfect life fast, because all your energy is focused on what you want. You'll get there quick, extremely quickly, and you'll be happy and patient where you are now. Because the more you have confidence and the more you're patient, the faster it comes, ironically. It's quite a funny thing. And you'll actually be able to enjoy your journey. Because when you've got the right preparations and you've got everything you need for your journey, it's fun. You know where you're going. You know what you need to get there. You know you have the right stocks in your bag, and you're not carrying a bunch of stuff that's weighing it down. Just got what you need. You can experience the outcome easily. So you enjoy the journey, and it's done. It is done. It is done. It is done. So, hope this has been useful to you. Focus on the most important things. Don't try and do too much. Just find out what you want. Focus on getting there and celebrate joyfully the wonderful things. Cheers, toasts. We have lots of toasts. We have beautiful beverages, sparkling elixirs, and we toast, and we are so stoked at what we do. Have that celebration inside of you. And it's going to be easy, and everything's going to be the best ever for you. Best day ever, best life ever, starting now. So what I want you to do is make sure that you're committed to yourself. Make sure that you're checking in with people to know that you've got the right 20% and you feel good about it and everything's moving forward. And celebrate your victories and let us know your victories. We want to know what you've achieved, and, you know, it's a joy. And if you have any questions about anything, then just let us know, let the team know. There's so many people here to help you on the training, so just go for it. All right, hope that was useful to you, and I look forward to hearing your success. So, sending you so much love from Hawaii. Aloha.